SFXS, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Thanks for joining us here on Family Feud, where two families go in the battle to win $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car. And all they have to do is guess how 100 strangers answered our survey questions. It's that simple. And time to meet our families right now. First up, would you please welcome back our carryover champs, who are here for their second night in a row from South Australia, the Burns family! We had a lot of fun, Jen. Remind Australia who's on board this team.
Grant, thanks, Grant. I've got my brother Matt, my sisters Louise and Beck.
Top stuff, and ready to take them on tonight. From Victoria, let's hear it for the Isaacs family. G'day, Alan.
Hi.
How are you going?
I'm good, thank you.
Would you mind introducing us?
No worries. My beautiful wife, Fallon, my sister-in-law, Claudia, and her partner, Alex.
Yay! Good times, everybody. Righto, team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something you look for in a friend. Jen.
Friendship.
You look for friendship in a friend? It's in the word. No. Alan.
Loyalty.
Loyalty. Good job. Pass or play?
How are you, Fallon?
Good, how are you?
New mum?
Yes.
How's it going?
Tiring, but good.
It's busy. You managed to get just a few minutes off to be able to come here on the show.
So excited.
But do you think of all the presents maybe that you could win tonight if you win?
For me?
$10,000. Whoa, you deserve it. Yeah. That is true. For you, exactly.
And baby.
Name something you look for in a friend.
Honesty.
Honesty is a great quality. Yeah. Good start. Good start. How are you, Claudia?
I'm good, how are you?
Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Ready to play?
I am.
Yeah, you are. Name something you look for in a friend.
I'm going to say guidance.
Guidance. First try. Alex.
Grant.
How you going?
Good, how are you?
Great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
You're afraid of heights?
Terrified.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever attempt to perhaps maybe try and overcome it somehow?
I did. I did go to New Zealand and I bungee jumped. Thinking that it'll make it better.
Yeah.
It's a lot worse. Way worse than what it was originally.
Did it work?
Did not work.
So anyone...
I don't recommend it to anybody.
Name something you look for in a friend.
You'd probably want someone caring.
Yeah, that's a nice quality. Let's see. Alan. Great.
Playing all right.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Got a good team.
Yeah.
Did a good job.
Was there a selection process for you?
There was. Everyone had to bring me food. And so, yeah, it went pretty well.
Name something you look for in a friend.
I would say they have to be funny.
You got to have a funny friend. Yes. Fallon.
Yep.
Name something you look for in a friend.
Probably somebody that's adventurous.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So you travel with friends.
Yeah, right.
And stuff.
Let's see. Two strikes. So, the Burns family are coming up with an option or two. Claudia.
Yes.
Something you look for in a friend.
How about respect?
Respect is a good foundation for a great friendship. Let's see respect on the board. Three strikes in the fray. Burns family. Hey, Beck, what would you say?
I'd say someone that would comfort me.
Someone who would comfort you.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Common interests.
Nice.
I like comfort as well.
You do, you?
I do.
Oh, I'll give you a cuddle. Jen.
They're all good answers, but I think I'm going to go on my own. And I'm going to say, like, confident, someone who you can... who keeps your secrets.
Yeah.
Confidant. That's what I meant.
Yeah, that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see for the steal if it's on the board. No, it's not, I'm afraid. That means first points goes to Isaacs. Remaining options are... Number 7. It'll be fun. Whoops. Money. Do not despair. It's early days. 68 points at the moment to the Isaacs family. And if they say go on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the new Outlander sets the benchmark with safety features including active traction control, reverse parking camera and sensors, paddle shift gear changing, and Mitsubishi's multi-communication system. Now, here's a question for everybody playing along at home. We're ready? I want the top answer to this one. Name somewhere you can find a book. Let's come back and compare answers after this. Don't go anywhere on Family Feud. Two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000. Now, before the break, I asked, name somewhere you can find a book. And the top answer was...
Library!
And I'm still yet to return the book Where Did I Come From? Which I borrowed in 1989. And sadly, that is a true story. Matt, Fallon, let's play The Feud! We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you might see at a trendy city cafe. Fallon.
Trendy people.
Trendy people. Nice work. Matt, can you beat it?
A coffee.
A coffee. Ho ho, pass or play.
Good pass.
We're the same pass. You guys are play. Name something you might see at a trendy city cafe.
Grant, how about mums and prams?
Mums and prams.
Prams.
Yeah, they like to sit down there, hang out, have their coffees while their kids yell and scream. First strike, I'm afraid. Alex.
I'm going to go with food.
You're going to have food?
Yeah.
Let's see food on the board. Ooh, second strike. The Burns could steal. Alan. Name something you might see at a trendy city cafe.
Well, I'm sure you're pretty used to this, so I'll just say celebrities.
Quite the nuns. Don't see many out. But let's see. Ooh, good job, Alan. Fallon.
I am going to say couches.
You would see a couch at a trendy city cafe.
Yeah.
Some funky seating. Hopefully. Three strikes, I'm afraid. So, Burns, back to you. Beck.
I'd say waiters.
Waiters. Yeah. Louise.
I agree with Rebecca.
Excellent. Matt.
Umbrellas.
You would have an umbrella. How does it go?
Umbrellas.
You're a method actor, aren't you? I can tell. Beautiful dick. And a mime. Jen.
Great answers. I think I'm going to go with waitress.
You're going to go with waitress to get you guys some first points for tonight?
Yep.
Show me waiters or waitresses. No, right. Points go to the Isaacs family. Number 7. There, and if I could grow a beard, I'd be there as well. Righto, score check, 0. So the Burns yet to get any points. Isaacs have it at the moment on 117. Looking pretty hot over there too, I might add. So double points, OK? Let's do this, team. Louise, Claudia, let's play The Feud.
Thank you.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a part of the world you'd like to visit if it wasn't so cold there. Claudia.
Greenland.
Greenland. Nice work. Louise.
Antarctica.
Antarctica. Pass or play?
Oh, I'll pass.
Pass, pass, pass.
Name a part of the world you'd like to visit if it wasn't so cold there.
I know it's very cold in New York, so I'm going to say New York.
New York. Cold in winter.
Very cold.
Show me. Nice try, hard luck. Alan.
I'm going to say Russia.
Russia is cold.
Da.
Vladimir told you so.
Show me Russia on the board. Good job. Fallon. Name a part of the world you'd like to visit if it wasn't so cold there.
I would say Scotland.
Scotland, cool. Second strike, I'm afraid. Righto, the Burns could steal again. They've had 2 unsuccessful attempts at stealing, Claudia. Name a part of the world you'd like to visit if it wasn't so cold.
How about Germany?
Let's see Germany on the board. That's third strike. Burns, Beck.
Iceland?
Iceland? Hey, it's a pretty good title. Louise.
England.
England. England, Matt.
Ireland.
Do you have a body manoeuvre you can do for Ireland?
Ireland.
That was so worth it. Jen.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Irish jig.
You want to go with Ireland?
Yes.
Ireland for the steal. The Burns are missing some points. Does this change things? Whoa, it misses out again. The Isaacs do it. Wow, takes them to 109. remaining answers on the board. 8. Tasmania. Canada.
England.
Alaska.
Arctic.
And the Arctic. Wow. So, Burns, yet to get some points. Isaacs, hey, 199 and looking good. Look, we know you like watching Family Feud, so why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Simply head to 10 Play and check out Family Feud for all the highlights and a peek behind the scenes as well. It's good fun, trust me. After the break, anyone can win this. We'll play for triple points. Don't go anywhere. Scores are the Burns are carryover champs, hurting a little over there.
Yeah.
0 on the board. That's because these guys have stolen all the points. Mm-hmm. The Isaacs, hot to trot 199 right now. And if the family gets 300 points in this round, could win $10,000. And Burns, good news, triple point time. Yeah. Beck, Alex, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Finish this thought. The boss of the family is the one who controls...
Beck?
The money.
The money. Pass or play?
We have to play, guys.
Finish this thought. The boss of the family is the one who controls...
The household.
The household. Good. Finish this thought. The boss of the family, then, is the one who controls...
The decision-making.
The decision-making. Yeah. There we are. Yeah. Absolutely everything. Now, Louise, in the last 2 rounds, you've come up with an answer that was on the board and no one listened.
Clearly I'm not the boss of this family.
No, you are not. But you would have had a big difference on that score had they listened. So let's show them yet again how amazing you are. Finish this thought. The boss of the family is the one who controls...
The children.
The children! They don't listen, but I do. Beck, what do you reckon?
I'm thinking of shopping.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fair call, you know.
I love it.
I like it. Is it there? Jen.
Okay. Maybe who controls the television programs?
Yeah. He who's the boss controls the remote.
That's what
you're saying.
I think. Yeah.
Show me TV. Yeah. Matt.
The laundry.
The. Mate, I'm just, Grant, I'm just not even going to try. I'm going to pull something out here like laundry.
That's exactly right.
Strike two, righto. Now the Isaacs could steal. You need to stop them. Get yourself some points. Finish this thought. The boss of the family is the one who controls...
The chores.
The chores of the house. You do the work around the house, you then control the house. I like the theory. Oh, 3 strikes. Sorry, Louise. Isaacs, chance to put them away. Alex.
At the risk of a few boos, I'm going to say kitchen.
Oh, well, no, fair enough. Claudia.
I would say gardening, maintenance outside.
Fallon.
I'm going to say husband.
That's pretty clever.
Thank you.
Alan.
Oh, this is a tough one, man.
Tough one? I heard how your household works. It's tough, all right.
I have to go with my wife. I'm going to say...
Give me husband. This is a triple point round to make you our brand new champions, which would be, I would imagine, pretty cool. Yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Is the husband under the thumb for the win? Oh, no! So, Burns grabbed some points. Final reveals. Number 6. Internet. We're food or in the kitchen. That was mentioned by Alex. Righto. Neither team has reached 300 points, which means we go to sudden death. So, team captains to the podium, please. Now, there's only one answer on the board here, and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck to the both of you. We surveyed 100 people, and the top answer is on the board.
Name something you might put a bet on. Alan.
The horses.
Is horses for the win the top answer? Empty-handed, we're going to give you guys a gift card for $1,000 for homewares to be shared by you all from Victoria's Basement, where world-famous brands are at famous basement prices. So, they're the Birds! Isaac, hey, fast money time, come on over! All right, Alex nearly forgot that that's what happens right now. This is where we shoot for $10,000. Your new champs, you're on a high. Are we ready to do it?
Yep.
You head back that way, we'll start this train. The money train. Next, Fast Money Time on Family Feud. Do not go anywhere.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Here on The Feud, so let's see if the Isaacs family can win some cash right now. Yeah, you like the sound of that, don't you? Yes, you do.
I do.
Now, if you and Alex get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000, okay? Alex is now in a soundproof booth, courtesy of Best and Less, and can't hear your answers right now because he's dancing too hard. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You set? 20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, mate. Name something you'd find in a Japanese restaurant.
Sushi.
Name an animal spelt with 3 letters.
Dog.
Tell me the person you have the worst fights with.
Sister.
Name someone who might have a lot of tattoos.
A bikie.
Name a type of store men hate being dragged into.
Shopping centre.
Pretty good. Nice work, let's go. How do you feel?
Excited,
feel
nervous.
Feel confident about those answers?
Confident.
Let's do it. Name something you'd find at a Japanese restaurant. You said sushi, survey says.
Nice work.
Name an animal spelt with 3 letters. You said dog, survey says. Yay. Tell me the person you have the worst fights with. You said my sister. Survey says. Nice. Tell me someone who might have a lot of tattoos. You said bikey. Survey says. I don't know if you watch the show much, Alan, but that's pretty awesome so far.
Yeah, I think it is.
Name a type of... Name a type of store men hate being dragged into. You said...
You'll be I don't want to go in there again. My arms are heavy.
Survey says. 126, though, is magic, Alan. Well done. Head back to family. Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Nice work. You need 74 points for $10,000, all right? So he's done more than he needed to. That's fantastic news.
That's good.
I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, but you're the second player, and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds.
Yep.
If you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. So can we remind everybody of Alan's answers? 25 seconds on the clock too, please. And the time starts from the end of the first question, so best of luck, Alex.
Thank you.
Name something you'd find in a Japanese restaurant.
Sushi.
Try again.
Sashimi.
Name an animal spelt with 3 letters.
Dog.
Try again.
Cat.
Tell me the person you have the worst fights with.
My girlfriend.
Name someone who might have a lot of tattoos.
A... pass.
Name a type of store men hate being dragged into.
Women clothing stores.
Name someone who might have a lot of tattoos.
A rock star.
Excellent. That was cool. How do you think it went 1 to 10?
I'm feeling okay. I'm probably going to go with 6 on that.
Okay, 6. So you're a 6. Right on. Name something you'd find in a Japanese restaurant. You said Sashimi.
Yum. Mm. Love it too.
Survey says.
Oh, all right. It's something.
Apparently the rest of the country does not agree with us. Sushi was the top answer. That was Alan's. Nice work, Alan. Name an animal spelt with three letters. You said cat. Survey says. So we need 46 now for $10,000. Tell me the person you have the worst fights with.
Don't say the answer.
Oh, I don't. Hey, the whole country's already heard it. You said, young man, my girlfriend, which could be ex. Survey says. Oh, righty. Now, sister was the top answer. Alan, you got that too.
Thank you.
Nice work, Alan. Name someone who might have a lot of tattoos. You said. Rockstar would have a lot of tattoos. We need 29 or more for $10,000 with two answers to go. You alright?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, this game, isn't it?
For you, it is right now, yeah. But not when you're making me wait this long for the answer.
You're a man who's currently in panic mode, aren't you?
I could not believe.
So imagine, say, for instance, like you actually won. Survey says! Oh.
You can't do that.
Bikey was the top answer. So we need 17 for $10,000. Name a type of store men hate being dragged into. You said.
Women's store.
What do they sell in there?
Clothes, accessories, crap.
You really do hate being dragged in there. Do you reckon there's 17 or more in this?
I'm hoping so. Fingers are crossed. Can you cross yours as well?
I can cross all of my things for you, but I pretty much don't need to because survey says. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks for playing. Thanks for sticking around. Continue to stick around, though, because the project's coming up right now on 10. And join us next time when we all play Family Feud. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.